我们今天这个题目，那个天乐看见的时候都说不知道到底怎么运用。
So the topic, we've been working really hard on the title because yeah, it's a little bit tricky to translate.
Yeah. 我想这个是这个夫妻中间的问题，自古以来就存在的。
But I think the issues, problems between spouses has existed from since the ancient times.
只不过现在是越来越明显，就是了。
But yeah, it's just that now it's become even more evident.
现在的人爱怎么样就怎么样，都是 selfie 啊。
Because people in this modern world, they tend to do whatever that they like.
那我们这一周的法律，我晓得加州也是一样，就是只要一方面要离婚的话，另外一方面就只能离婚。
So the laws regarding divorce in this state, as well as I believe in California as well, is a no-fault divorce. So that means only one side, as long as one side decides to have a divorce, then that's how it will go through.
那让我们现在来想一下，神为什么要造夫妻啊？
So let's take a look at the purpose for why God created man and wife.
还有就是什么是合神心意的丈夫和妻子。
And also take a look at what is the definition of a man and wife that's acceptable to God.
那么我们凡是结了婚的人，迟早一定会发现夫妻之间多少有一些问题存在。
And so for all those who are married, you'll discover that eventually there will be problems and issues between the spouses.
你看圣经上保罗也是这么说。
And so you can also read this from the Bible in which Paul says,
林前七章二十八节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 28.
我以前没有特别注意到这节圣经，这次我准备的时候我才发现有这么一节圣经。
So I haven't really paid attention to this particular passage before, but this time because I'm preparing for the topic, so I have noticed this.
他说这等人肉身必受苦难。
And it says, such shall have tribulation in the flesh.
这个 Darby 他翻译的也跟这个中文很像的 tribulation.
So it's very similar translation in the Darby version compared to the Chinese version.
那 NASB 说这种人是有在今生会有很多的麻烦，很多的问题。
And in the NASB version, it translates says, such will have trouble in this life.
我相信这个是在我们热恋中的人绝对没有想到的。
So I think this is something that all those people who have fallen or so in love right now could have never foreseen.
那我们现在开始，我们就先来思想一下这个夫妻的这个开始源头怎么来的。
So let's take a look at first how the man and wife started.
创世纪一章二十七节。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
他就这是这么讲的，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
But God created man in His own image; in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them.
所以你看见哦，我是用了 Darby 的这个 version.
So this a quote is from the Darby version.
因为在中文圣经很早就把这个亚当的名字就提出来，不是在这里，不是在，就是在很早就提出来了。
Yes, in the Chinese version, they start using the name Adam from the very early on.
但是你看见 Darby 的翻译，他就是说 created man 是一个大写的 M。
So if you notice in the Darby version, it says God created a man, so the man is capitalized.
然后我们再继续看下去，那个耶和华创世纪二章七节。
And then continue on in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
这就讲得比较仔细一点了。
Now they go into more detail.
他说耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，就是这个 man, 这个人就是一个大写的 M-A-N, 将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
And then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground. So this man, they used the capitalized M, and breathed into his nostril.
他这个 man, 这个Man, 大写的这个 M 的这个 man 就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. His name was Adam.
Okay, 那在原文的圣经里面啊，他没有这个他的名字叫亚当这句话。
So in the original version, they did not mention him by the name of Adam.
因为你看他的为什么中文写个亚当呢？就是你看着他的圣经旁边有点点点，就是他们后来自己加上去的。
So if you look at the Chinese version of the Bible, you'll see that next to this place where they actually call him out by his name Adam, there's dots there, so which means that it's something that they added on later.
因为那个原文的那个创造那个那人那个声音很像亚当，所以他们就叫到亚当那个时候开始。
And so because the original text, that man, that word, very word, sounds very similar to Adam, and so that's why the translation they translated it as calling him Adam.
这个亚当真正的出现是第一次是在三章十七节才出现这个名字。
So in the original text, the place where the name Adam first actually appeared is in chapter 3, verse 17.
Okay. 那么Darby 的翻译呢，他是用这个大写的这个 M 来说这个那人啊，他这个意思是指这个人类一个 race 啊。
So in Darby, they use the capitalized M, and actually the meaning behind that is reference to the human race.
因为你看见刚才我们第一次读的一章二十七节说，照形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，包括了男的跟女的。
For if you recall, just back in chapter 1, verse 27, we're reading that God created man in his own image, and he created male and female. So it's plural, so it's referring to the whole race.
Yeah. 所以你可以说开始的时候神造的是一个团体的人。
So I guess another way you could say this is that initially God created this man as a whole, as a corporate man.
Okay. 那么中文圣经说一个有灵的活人啊。
And so in the Chinese is a living being with a soul.
其实是一个应该翻译成活的魂，就像这这边的翻译。
So in actual translation should have been living soul.
那是最靠近原文的意思。
But that translation would be the closest to the original text.
像 Darby 啦 NKJV 就是新的那个，但是跟竹子中译都是这么翻译的。
And because that's how the Darby version and the NKJV, as well as the
竹子中译就是。新出的一本，就是按照字原文的意思。
Okay, as well as the literal word for word translation versions all use "living soul" as a translation.
那么神造了那个人以后呢，就说那个人独居不好。
And so when God, after He finished creating that man, He said that it's not good for the man to be alone.
所以就。神定义为那个人呢，那个人 man 啊，造一个配偶来帮助他。
So it's God's will to create a helper or helpmate to help that man.
那个英文就是用这个 NASB 是用 helper suitable for him 啊，合适他的帮手。
So in the NASB version, the Bible translates to a helper suitable for him.
但是这个字的原意还有这个互相配对、互相补充的意思，就是 counterpart。
So, but in the original text, the word that's used also has the meaning of counterpart or complementing each other.
那么 Darby 是用了 helpmate 这个字表示助手伴侣。
And in the Darby version, they used the word helpmate to translate that word. I mean, to a helper, someone, a partner in a sense.
那么除了在当时有人帮助互相补充以外，这两个人，这个 corporate man。加起来的这两个人，将来还需要达到神对人类一个长期的目的。
And so this corporate man not only one of the purposes to help one another, but also they are to achieve God's long-term goal for mankind.
啊，就是创世纪一章二十八节说，生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行。
And that purpose, as is spelled out in chapter 1, verse 28, says, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
那么很有意思的，神在为他造这个配偶之前，先把各种的这个飞行走兽都带到那个人的面前。
And very interestingly, before God created this, this helper for man. He brought before the man all these kind of different living creatures on the earth as well as flying in the sky.
我不晓得为什么神这么做，但是我想可能是因为那个人就替这个所有的飞行走兽起了名字哈， 但是他就是找不到配偶来帮，找不到人帮。
I'm not sure what the real purpose for God bringing all these creatures before man, but I'm thinking it's so that he can give a name to these creatures, but the man cannot find a helper.
然后呢，那个时候耶和华就是那个人沉睡。
And at that point, God caused man to fall asleep.
然后从那个人身上，那个 man, 大写的 man 身上取下一根肋骨，造出一个女人。
And at that point, God took a rib from the man, the capitalized M, and created a woman.
这个肋骨的原文是一些东西 something.
And so the original text for the rib, the word used for the rib is actually it means it's something.
那么这个女人的这个意思呢，就是 out of man, 就是从这个男人里面出来的。
And the meaning of woman is it means that it came out of man.
但是我想，为什么后来那个中文圣经都说这是我说那个男说那个女的是我骨中的骨肉中的肉，因为有一次主耶稣也自己也是这么说的教会。
Well, I think why they translate later where the man then says this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh is because later on Jesus, Lord Jesus himself says something pretty much to that exact meaning when he is referring to the church.
所以你就看见啊，神在这里就要这两个人啊，离开父母与妻子连，叫这个人离开父母与妻子连，
so,
二人成一体。
And so from this you can see that from that point on, that's why man need to be leave his parent and to be united as with his wife as one flesh.
对。那么因为他们就是可以互相补充、互相帮助，达到这个神在这个团体人或者人类身上的。
And so therefore the two of them would then be able to help and complement each other in order to achieve the goal that God has set for the corporate man or mankind.
那我们现在要岔开一下，因为要平衡圣经上所有的真理，我们都要平衡，不能只看一边。
So let's take a little detour because it's good for us to be able to view things from both different point of views to give a balanced view.
刚才我们说人要离开父母与妻子联合，这个离开父母啊，不是说你结了婚了你就不要再理会父母。
So we were just talking about how it says that a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife. But what that means, that does not mean that he, once his wife leave his father and mother, he'll not care about them at all. And
以后我们等一下再念的圣经，你就会看见保罗马上在讲了这句话以后，就是说，并这个是这句话只是指着基督和教会说的。
And later in this message, we'll take a look at where Paul immediately after saying that, he clarifies it by saying that this is in reference to Christ and the church.
而且在十诫，你们记得的话，第五诫说要孝敬父母，而且保罗说这是第一条在应许的诫命。
And also, if you remember in the Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment is to respect your parents. And also, Paul said that I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church. So it's actually the it's the very first commandment with a promise.
而且又说了，人若不看顾亲属的话，就是背了真道；不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
Also, it said that if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith.
因为他而且还说要儿孙啊，在自己家里先学的行孝，报答亲恩。
And he also said that the children and the grandchildren should first learn how to show their piety and repay their family first and learn to do so in their own home.
因为这是在神的面前是可悦纳。
For this is something that God gladly accepts in his sight.
所以这个是岔出去的平衡的话。
So this is just to give a balanced view of what we were just saying before.
但是如果我们回到主题的话，神是要夫跟妻彼此互相补充、互相帮助，成为一体。
But going back to our main topic, is God's purpose his will to for man and wife to help and complement each other and become one body?
可惜我们发现今天最大的问题就是在这个地方。
However, unfortunately, what we discovered today is that is the biggest problem that we have in marriage.
很难做到彼此补充互相帮助所以连成为一体也受到影响
So it's very hard to, for the two of them to help and complement each other and so it's even harder so that, that they start to interfere with the man and his wife becoming one flesh
我不晓得你们有没有觉得尤其太太啊常常觉得说哎怎么老公好像听不懂我讲的话啊
So I'm not sure if you notice this, especially for the wives, that whether it seems like your husband just don't understand what you're saying.
后来我慢慢明白了因为夏娃是从亚当里面拿出来的对不对
So later on I start to realize and understand this, that because Eve came from Adam.
那就是说亚当有的夏娃没有夏娃有的亚当有没有没有了已经拿走了
And so in other words, that what Adam has, Eve doesn't have, but what Eve has, Adam doesn't have because she took it from him.
So you will find that men and women are a little different.
So that you'll discover that there, is, there are true differences between man and woman. And also, before, I also recall that in the past, that whenever we go to dinner with other couples, the wives would we'd be all having a great time and laughing, and the husband wouldn't get what's going on at all. Because men's brains are compartmentalized, so it's very singular. The thoughts are very singular.
So they're
very good teachers.
And
they're great researchers because they'll just dive right into the topic.
And
while women's brains they use both sides of the hemisphere, so they could talk from the left all the way to the right, and that's where men start getting lost.
很多年前，我记得有一次我没有注意听的时候，就正好开到一个节目，就是一个辅导婚姻的节目。
And so many years ago, I accidentally, during channel surfing, I surfed to a particular channel. It's about marriage counseling.
那个男的主持人，他开门见山，我就听到这一句话。他说，各位女士啊，你们知不知道我们听不懂你们所讲的话？
The male host, in the very beginning, he made this very frank statement to all the guests. He said, ladies, do you know that we do not understand what you're saying?
所以我自己想，大概这是男女中间最大一个问题所在。
Well, I personally think that this is the root of the problem between man and woman.
好像沟通出了问题了，那其他的那问题就更多了，是吧
？Because there's just problem with communication, and so therefore the rest just fall, the remaining problems are even harder to resolve.
而且我觉得啊，年纪越大越有这个好处，就是你就发现神很大。
And I think as you age, you also the benefit of that is that you realize how vast God is.
因为他造这么多的人啊。
Because He created so many people.
你没有看见两张脸是一样的。
You'll never see two faces that are exactly the same.
你想我们脸上只有两只眼睛、两条眉毛、两只耳朵、一个鼻子、一张嘴，对不对？
So if you think about this, on our face we have two eyes, two eyebrows, two ears, one nose, and one mouth.
但是每个人都不一样。
And yet everyone's are different.
Even 这个我们觉得很难分辨的双胞胎啊，这个父母亲也能够看出来谁是谁。
And even the identical twins, which we usually think that they're all alike, the parents could tell them apart.
所以你想要一个，因为我们每个人开始都是属于旧造嘛啊。
Because every one of us started as an old creation.
我们要一个属旧造的人和另外一个完全不同性别、不同个性、不同背景、不同家风、不同遭遇。
And so in order for us to be able to, along with another person who's of the old creation, who is a completely different gender, different personality, different background, different family traditions, and different experiences.
Yeah, 然后不同经验，不同习惯，不同快慢，然后不同价值观。
And different habits, different pace of doing things, and different value views.
不同的看法，不同的要求，不同的好恶。不同理想的人
and they have the different viewpoints, they have different requirements, the different likes and dislikes, and the different dreams.
这个两个完全不一样的人啊，要朝夕相处，共分前程，这不是很容易的事。OK.
And to have these two completely different people to spend time together and to move forward is very very hard.
难怪保罗说是有问题的。
No wonder Paul says that there's trouble.
而且这第一对夫妻他们是吃了知识善恶树的果子。
And on top of that, this very first couple, they ate from the tree of, knowledge of good and evil.
陷到那个仇敌的网络，他就走上了朝向死亡的道路上。
And they fell into the traps of the enemy, and they started walking on the path of death.
而且这个结果呢，夏娃被神惩罚。
And also the result is that Eve was punished by God.
是多受怀胎的苦楚，还要恋慕丈夫，也从此被丈夫管辖。
And so that she would suffer great pains in childbirth and have desire for her husband, but to be ruled over by her husband.
她这里啊，恋慕丈夫，她不但是指说只是恋慕他啊，还要想要控制他，而且篡夺丈夫管辖权的意思。
So here, not only does it mean by worse sense that she has desire for her husband, but also has this desire to control and absorb her husband's authority, use of her husband's authority.
因为你去看那个字，你去看那个创世纪四章七节讲到该隐的时候，有同样的字出现。
Or if you look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 7, it's Cain, when they talk about Cain, they use the same description, the same word.
那么亚当的结果呢，就被神惩罚。
And then for Adam, his result is that he was cursed.
要他一定要终身劳苦，汗流满面，才能从地里得吃的。
And he was cursed so that he would toil all the days of his life, eat the plants of the field, and by the sweat of his face.
他犯罪的结果，你看见那个时候，神给他的范围是很大，是那个地啊，让属于他范围的地也因着他受了咒诅。
And the result of his sin is that all the land that that God gave to him, which was very vast and very wide, are also cursed.
好，比如说长一些荆棘啊，这些不好的东西，所以他的工作就满了辛劳的感觉。
And the ground starts growing things like thorns, and so his work is it goes through painful toil.
一直到他要这样一直辛劳辛劳到归于灰尘。
And he will do so, go through all these pain and suffering until the day that he returns back to the earth.
而且最后这两个人就和永远的生命就没有份了，跟那个不能再去吃那个生命树的果子了，就被赶出了伊甸园。
And so also the two of them are now forever apart from eternal life, and they were driven out of the garden of Eden.
那我们今天感谢主，我们已经重生了。
And so praise the Lord that we are now born again.
那么我们就已经不需要，也不应该还走在这一条通向死亡的道路上。
So we have no need, nor should we continue on this path of death.
我们呢，应该，你如果是已经基督徒的话，应该已经走上吃生命树果子的道路了。
As a Christian, you should already be on your way, on the path of, the tree of life.
而且，慢慢会变成有神仁爱和公义的性格，这两边 balance 的公义跟慈爱仁爱。
And slowly you shall also start having mercifulness as well as righteousness of God in your life as well.
而且我们应该越走就越享受神儿女荣耀的自由。
And also the more we walk on this path, the more we will enjoy the freedom that comes with being the children of God. It's a glorious freedom as being children of God.
那么我们在这个转换由旧造进入新造的这个道路的里面，这是一个很长的道路。
And so the path of transitioning from old creation to new creation, this is a very lengthy path.
我们刚才前面唱的那个 worship song 也是讲到，这是很长的。
And just like the song, worship song we just sang, it seems that that path is very long, and sometimes you just don't understand.
那在这一条从旧造进入新造的这个道路里面，我们做丈夫的、做妻子的，应该怎么样共处呢？
And so on this long path, how should man and wife treat each other and live with one another?
我们如果看创世纪三章八到十三节的话，
So if we look at Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 to 13,
我们可以看见这个堕落的人类啊，一个很大的一个特点。
And from these passages, we can see the biggest characteristics of a fallen man's nature.
就是可能虽然自己知道自己不行，但是神责备或者人家讲起来，手总是指着别人啊，总是别人的错，别人的责任。
And that is, even though you may know that you can't do it's your own failure, but always the finger point to someone else and to push the faults onto and responsibilities onto someone else.
我们不能够也不愿意面对自己的过失的。
And we are unwilling and unable to face our own failures.
所以你看见圣经上讲，当神在呼唤寻找那人的时候，哈，那个人就归罪于与我同居的女人，他就归罪夏娃。
And so, and because of that, you discover that when God's calling to man, the man pushes the faults to that woman who lived with me.
那个神又在那里问夏娃的时候，夏娃就也指着说，哦，这是你这个蛇的引诱。
And when God asked the woman what's going on, she then points the fingers at the snake and says it's the temptation of the snake.
他们那个时候都看不见，或者是不愿意承认啊自己所犯的错误。
So at that time they just couldn't see, or they're not willing to accept that all of this is their own fault.
我想我们如果今天还活在旧造里面啊。
So I think that today if we continue to live in the old creation,
无论是丈夫妻子，我们的反应也跟他们差不多。
Regardless whether you're the husband or the wife, I'm pretty sure your response will probably be the same as Adam and Eve.
所以我们自己可以自己想一想，我们的反应是什么。
So we can examine ourselves and really think what our response would be if we were in their shoes.
我们可能心里知道，但是嘴巴硬啊，一定要说别人的错。
Even though our hearts may know the difference, the truth, the real truth, but our mouth will probably be saying it's somebody else's fault.
好，我们现在大家请大家一起念这个 PowerPoint 啊。我们先用中文念这一段，以弗所书五章十七到三十三节。
Let's read from the PowerPoint, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 to 33.
因为我自己在想到这个题目的时候，somehow神就让我想到这一节圣经。
Because as I was thinking about this topic, God showed this passage to me.
这是他为什么要造夫妻的原因。
And this is the reason why He created man and wife.
好，我们中文一起念好不好
？Chinese first.
Okay. 不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。在此有就是他的饼，他的肉。 Okay, 我们用英文也念一遍啊，也是同样的这一段。
So English, let's read again this verse 17 till 33. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husband in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church. Because we are members of his body, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
Okay, 所以你看见啊，神其实是借着夫妻的关系来影射什么？基督与教会。
So from this you can see that God is using the relationship between husband and wife to allude to the relationship that Christ has with church.
这是保罗说这是一个奥秘。
So Paul said this is a mystery.
所以当初神创造那个人和他的配偶，从他里面拿出来配偶的时候，心中的目标其实是基督和教会。
So at the time back when God created man and his spouse, in God's heart, his goal is for Christ and the church.
所以你从这里看见夫妻相处之道，也只有一个模范来跟随，那个就是照着基督与教会的关系来真正的去做。
And so there is a model for a husband and wife how they behave together around each other, and that model is the model that Jesus established between himself and the church.
Okay. 我们先看一下旧约里面提到夫妻的关系啊。
Let's take a look at the Old Testament and how it describes the relationship between man and his wife.
你看见这个除了淫行以外啊。那个丈夫最不可以做的就是休妻，就是离婚哈。
So other than committing adultery, the thing that the husband cannot do is divorce his wife.
也不可以用这个诡诈或者强暴代妻，这都是神所恨恶的。这是马拉基书写的。
And do not do treacherously against his wife, your wife, and also for all these things are what God hates. So this is what Malachi.Recorded in the book of Malachi.
或者以强暴代妻。
And
强暴代妻。
And with abuse, force.
Yeah.
Violence also. Treat violence. Use violence against your wife.
而且你看见丈夫很明显的说出来是他们是妻子的头。
And also, it clearly says that the husband is the head of the wife.
民数记三十章六到十五节就讲到了。
And then in Numbers chapter 6, verse 15, it says, chapter 30, verse 6 to 15, it says,
他讲丈夫如果听见妻子口中的誓言或者约束自己的话，当时没有讲话的话，那么妻子就要遵守自己，就表示说他承认这个是真的，那你太太就要照着这些话做。
And so it says that if a husband hears his wife bounds herself by her vows or rash statement, and her husband says nothing, then her vow shall stand and her obligation shall stand.
如果丈夫听到妻子在讲话 立刻表示不赞同的时候，那么妻子她自己讲的誓言或者是约束自己的话就不成立了。
But if the husband hears it and forbids her, then he shall annul all her vows.
为什么？
Why is that?
好像这个头是自己管了很多啊。
It seems that this head is just overreaching his authorities.
原因是因为丈夫是要保护妻子，他免得妻子讲了不当讲的话或者做了很冒失的决定啊，就照着那么做，那就不行了。
And the reason is that the husband is supposed to protect the wife, and so to prevent her from saying inappropriate words or making rash decisions.
而且我这次准备的时候发现了这一段圣经啊，我高兴得不得了。
And also, as I was preparing for this message, and when I discovered this passage, I was joyous.
因为我大概在过去我长的时候，可能有十年吧，我就在学这个功课，就是什么呢？我就跟随主，什么主怎么走啊？我就告诉主我要怎么样。如果你因为很多事情有个时限。
And the reason is that for some time period in the past, about 10 years, I've been doing the homework, learning the homework of how to walk, follow the Lord.
就是说，告诉主我要这样做，因为有个时限。我说，在这个 deadline， 在这个时间截止以前，因为我要他的旨意。
And I asked the Lord for His will, and I gave a timeline for Him to show me His will.
因为很多事情有一个 deadline.
Because a lot of things has a deadline.
你必须要做一个决定。
And so you have to make a decision by that time.
所以我就说，主啊，我是这样，现在这样想啊。如果你到时候你之前你不跟我改的话，那就我就当做是你的旨意了。
And so what I pray is that, Lord, this is my decision now, and this is what I'm about to do. And if you do not give me a sign by a certain time, then I will take that as that's your will.
And 结果后来那个就 work. 那有的时候是这样，有的时候他就一点都没有话讲。那我就到时候我就照着我自己跟他讲的话，就这么去做了。
And it turned out well, because that's how it worked, is that oftentimes I waited until that deadline. If he didn't give me a response, God kept silent, then I'll just continue to do what I was set out to do during my prayer.
有的时候他就改变我的思想了，我就做另外走另加了一点东西，或者少了一点东西，或者变了，我就发现也 work， 因为出于神的，我就跟着他走，到时候就 work。
And then there are other times when he did give me a response to add something or to subtract something or change the way I'm thinking, and then I follow that path and it works because that's coming out of
me. 因为我都一直赖给神，我说因为我要你的旨意，最后时间到的时候必须是你的旨意。
And because I threw everything to him and I told him that I only seek for your will, so everything would be your will and coming from you.
那每一件事差不多都要学个两年到三年。
And it seems that every lesson took me 2 to 3 years to learn.
那这种事情呢，大概经过了十年，就是好几次啊，这样正反反，有的时候变，有的时候不变。我慢慢就发现，这个就是神，我到神面前去寻找他到底要我怎么做的一个办法。It works， 因为它很有用。
And I went through this exercise several times, and it took me about a 10-year period to go through these different things, and that's where I learned the lesson.And that's the secret of identifying or understanding what God's will is.
所以我这次发现这一章的时候，这个圣经节的时候，我高兴的跳起来。
And so when I discovered this passage, when I was preparing this, I was overjoyed.
就是这个啊，我们问的时候，神就说可以，或者是不可以，或者是变你。就是这个。
For that is what this describes is actually the secret of understanding God's will, whether to understand whether God permits or not permits something.
你会发现很多，我这次发现很多东西其实圣经早就有了。
And so this time during preparation, I realized, I discovered that there's actually a lot of things it's already written in the Bible.
那新约里面呢，讲夫妻相处之道就讲得更清楚了。
And so in the New Testament, it's even more clear in terms of how husband and wife behave around each other.
我们刚才读的，我觉得是最重要的一个地方，就是以弗所书五章啊，就讲到当初神叫夫妻二人成为一体的一个实行，你如何去做。
And just as we have read in Ephesians chapter 5, and it mentions how God, the reality of husband and wife becoming one flesh.
那么神定规了丈夫是妻子的头，所以妻子要顺服丈夫如同顺服主。
But God says that the husband is the head of the wife, and so the wife is to be obedient to the submit to the husband as is submitting to the Lord.
听到这里，我想姐妹都觉得，哎呀，这很难学。
So by this point, I think probably sisters would think this is a very hard lesson to learn.
但是我自己是做妻子的，对不对？我越老越觉得幸亏我是这个做妻子的。
But I myself, as the wife, I feel like the older I get, the easier, the older I get, the more glad I am that I'm not the head.
Yeah. 因为做丈夫的功课更难。
Because the lesson for the husband is even harder.
因为神眼中的头跟人眼中的头是不一样的。
For the head in the eyes of God is different from what the head means, what being a head means in the eyes of man.
你看当初神惩罚夏娃的时候是说丈夫要管辖她，对不对？我们现在常常有的时候这个头的意思就好像变成要管辖我们的太太，这个是错误的。
And so if you recall, the punishment God gave out to Eve is that she will be ruled over by her husband. And so oftentimes we feel like being head means to rule over somebody.
但是神眼中的头呢，为首为大的必须要做什么？做用人，做仆人，而且要舍命，要做束架的。
But in the eyes of God, the one who is to become great must become a servant, a slave, and to give his life as ransom for many.
这个马太福音二十章二十五到二十八节，你去看的话，你就看见这个做丈夫的很不容易。
And so, if you read Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 to 28, you'll see that it is not easy to be the husband.
那么以弗所书五章二十三节又说什么呢？
And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, it says,
丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church.
那基督既然是丈夫的榜样，那丈夫就应该是妻子的什么？救主了，是吧？
So, if Christ is an example for the husband, then the husband then should be the wife's savior.
Yeah.爱妻子要爱到怎么样？要为妻子舍命，哎，如同基督为教会舍己一样。
And the husband should love the wife to a point where he is sacrificing himself, as how Christ sacrificed himself for the church.
这个很不容易。
So this is hard.
教会是基督的肢体，所以丈夫爱妻子要像爱自己的身体一样。
And the church is the body of Christ, and so therefore the husband should love the wife as if loving a part of his own body.
不但不可以苦待他，这是哥罗西书三章十九节讲。
So not only he should not embitter against her, so this is mentioned in Colossians chapter 3.
他的意思是说，不可以严厉苛刻无情地向妻子发暴怒。
And what that means is that the husband should not have severe, harsh, and merciless outbreaks of anger towards his wife.
而且还要保养顾惜这个太太。
Also to nourish and cherish her.
你想啊。为了一个连沟通都有困难的妻子啊，神的话却说丈夫不但必须全心全力照顾她，而且丈夫的榜样是基督，还要先为妻子牺牲啊。
So imagine that towards a wife that you have trouble communicating with, God's word is that the husband should not only take care of her with all his heart, his mind, and soul, but also the husband's example is Christ. And so therefore, he should sacrifice himself for his wife.
他不能要求妻子先顺服自己的。
And he cannot command her to obey him, to submit to him first.
神教会要顺服基督，但是谁先牺牲自己啊？是基督先牺牲的。
God commanded the church to submit to Christ, but who sacrificed himself first? It is Christ himself first sacrificed for the church.
所以我刚才说，越老我越觉得哦，哎呀，幸亏我是做妻子，做丈夫的更难。
So that's why I said the more older I get, the more I'm glad that I'm the wife, because it's harder to be the husband.
那么我们现在大家可不可以翻到圣经念彼得前书三章一到六节？
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 3 verse 1 and 6.
我们中文英文就一起读好了，十个念。
And because of time reasons, let's read Chinese and English together.
三章，彼得前书三章一到六节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
Okay. 你们做妻子的,
In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husband, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on a dress, but let it be hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way the former times the holy women also, who hoped in God, uses to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear.
Okay, 所以你看见在这个地方，彼得是先劝做妻子的。
And so from here you can see that Peter first encourages those who are wives.
要以长久温柔安静的心顺服丈夫。
And to be submissive to the husband with an enduring and gentle quiet spirit.
这个是你可以看见他说这在神面前是极宝贵的。
And so you see this is precious before the Lord.
神非常喜欢。
And this is something that God truly takes delight in.
甚至他还叫我们要学撒拉。
And to the point that he even encouraged them to be like Sarah.
撒拉叫亚伯拉罕为主，称他为主。
She calls Abraham Lord.
但是你知道，你如果看他们的故事，你知道亚伯拉罕为了保全他自己的生命，前后两次他告诉当地的王，撒拉是自己的妹妹。
But if you read their history and knows of their history, you know that in the past, in order to save his own life, Abraham had twice told the king that Sarah is just his sister.
等于是什么？等于把这个撒拉出卖了两次，对不对？
Essentially, he betrayed Sarah twice.
但是你看见撒拉，他有保护亚伯拉罕的这个爱在里面，所以他不但因着。不因着惧怕自己的生命和自己的前途不顺从亚伯拉罕，他还称他为主。
And but you see that because Sarah had love for Abraham and wanted to protect him, so not she did not act out of her own fear for her life or her future, and not submit to Abraham, but instead she calls him Lord.
所以你看见神为着这个缘故，神就大大做工拯救撒拉，神自己在拯救撒拉。
And because of that reason, God worked to himself saved Sarah.
我们接下去念第七节啊。
Let's continue read verse 7.
彼得前书三章的第七节。
Verse 7.
是劝丈夫的。
So same chapter, First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
中文一起念，中文。
Chinese and English together.
你们做丈夫的。
To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly.Kind-hearted and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil, insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
所以你看见在这里圣经怎么说？
So here you can see that the Bible says,
这个做头的还应该敬重，从次序上来讲，是在自己下面应该顺服自己的妻子。
So as a head, you should respect and honor the one who is actually, from an order standpoint, is below you, who is your wife.
Yeah, who's supposed to, 应该顺服自己的
哈。Who is supposed to submit to you.
Okay. 那我们在念那个八到十二节这个 PowerPoint 上有哈。
And then we continue on to verse 8 to 12.
我们中文先念 PowerPoint， 然后再英文再念。
The Chinese will read from the PowerPoint first.
总而言之，你们都要同心。
And so English verse 8 through 12. To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life to love and to see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from the evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
所以神要丈夫要敬重妻子。
So God wants to command the husband to honor the wife.
前面我们也看过，神也要妻子敬重丈夫。
And so before we also read that, God also wants the wife to honor the husband.
所以我们从神的吩咐我们看见啊，夫妻彼此敬重，不在于对方值不值得我们敬重，这个不是问题。
And so from this we can tell that whether the husband and wife should honor each other, not because that the other spouse is worthy of our honor.
我们为什么要敬重对方？丈夫敬重妻子，妻子敬重丈夫，单单因为这是神的吩咐，神的话。
And the reason why the husband should honor the wife and the wife honors the husband, the only reason is because that is the command of God.
因为夫妻在神的眼里面是一体的。
For in the eyes of God, man and wife is one flesh.
一同承受生命之恩的。
They together the receive the blessing of life.
我发现这里很有意思。只要里面有一个人愿意顺服主的话，照着圣经的教导去做，神一定听这个人的祷告。
And I find this very interesting because out of the two, if there's only just one who obeys God's word, then God will listen to that particular person's prayer.
而且更有意思的是，因为两个人在神眼中是算为一体的。
And very even more interesting is because the two are one in the eyes of God.
所以另外一个人呢，也会被神改变的。
So therefore, the other person will also be changed by God.
因为你看见这里面真的是一个奥秘，因为凡一丈夫一切所有的都是妻子的，对不对？
And this is truly a mystery for everything that the husband has, the wife has also.
一切妻子有的也都是丈夫的，对不对？
And everything that the wife owns also belongs to the husband.
你没有看见世界上另外一个关系是一个人有的是另外全部是另外一个人，另外一个人有的也全部是这个人，没有，只有夫妻关系是这样。
And you do not see this relationship in any other relationship on earth. This is the only type of relationship for husband and wife.
而且这个什么叫彼此 honor 敬重啊？这后面这个灵就是彼此顺服嘛。
So, and also the spiritual meaning behind honoring each other is also an obedience of this submission of the spirit.
因为这个丈夫在次序上来讲是做头的，所以不讲顺服妻子，而是说为妻子牺牲，其实意思就是顺服妻子。
And so because according to the order the orders, the husband is the head, and so you don't use the words obedient to the wife, but rather or submitting to the wife, rather usingthe words sacrificing yourself for the wife, but essentially the meaning is the same.
如果啊，我们想，如果夫妻彼此不顺服、不敬重对方的话
，But if we let's say imagine if the husband and wife do not are not obedient to each other.
那么
If they're not submitting to, if they do not honor, if they do not submit and do not honor one another.
如果他们是以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，这关系一定不好。
But rather, if they repay evil with evil and insult for insult, then their relationship would be horrible.
然后你就看见这个家庭不和的这个灵啊，这后面这个灵啊，就一定影响这些孩子。
And this inharmonious spirit would then certainly affect the children as well.
甚至你可以看见全家都变得凶巴巴的啊。
And even to it may get to a point where the whole entire family, all the members are very very mean-spirited towards one another.
我就看过，这甚至可以到三四代。
And I have seen this, and this could go on till third and fourth generation.
这个中国人叫家风，家风是吧？
And the Chinese calls this the family tradition.
其实是什么？其实就是灵的转移。
So in reality, this is a spiritual transference.
因为这个父亲或者母亲啊，或者两个人都给仇敌留了个地步。
For either the father or the mother or both of the parents gave the enemy a foothold.
Yeah. 而且神说什么？他必追讨罪怎么样？到三四代。
And because also God says He seeks vengeance till the third and fourth generation.
这个是神向摩西显现时候说的话，对不对？
And so this is something that God said to Moses when He appeared to him.
所以哦，我们父母就算。你自己没有办法，但是为了孩子啊，父母最好顺服、敬重对方，对不对
？So, even though as parents, if you can't do it on your own, but for the sake of the children, be able to submit and respect and honor one another.
所以我们从小开始。
So, starting from a very young age.
我们天天要奉献自己为活祭。
Each and every day, we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
也还应该怎么样？抵挡捆绑由父母过来的灵的转移。我不晓得你们有没有，这个很重要。
But also pray to bind and resist the spiritual transference from the parents.
你要祷告到透彻，知道这个事情神 take care.
And so you shall pray for God to take care of that.
而且为了婚姻的事情啊，也要宣告，不是求将来能够跟我自己喜欢的人成婚。
And also for you, also be able to pray for your future marriage that you proclaim that you're not just to get someone to marry someone who you liked.
而是只要跟神旨意给我配对的人结婚。
But rather only to marry someone who God has set out for you.
以后将来有问题的时候，你就可以。赖给神了，你说主啊。
Because then, when problems later on, when problems develop, then you could put this into the hands of God.
主啊，你教我，因为是你给我这个人。
And then you could say, God, teach me, because this is the person that you have put me to with.
不过结婚以后呢，你会发现这个问题总要出现的。
So after you're married, you'll discover that the problem will eventually develop.
如果这两个人可以开诚布公，彼此敬重，彼此顺服的一起交通。
And you see that if the two can be honest and open with each other, and to be able to honor one another, and to submit to one another.
而且能够同心在神面前寻求这个带领解决办法。
And then can together with one heart, go in front of the Lord to seek for His guidance.
那就是最好的方法了，对不对？
And that is the best way to resolve problems.
那如果这两个人没有办法这样做的话呢？
But if the two cannot do this,
那我们中文讲，就是死路一条啊。
Then that means the only way left is to die.
对，哪一个人这里面哪一个人先愿意照主的话做，放下自己，向老我死？
Whichever out of the two was willing to first learn what the Lord commands is, which is to lay themselves down and to die to your old self.
我可以向你保证。
That then I could guarantee to you.
你自己一定会先蒙大福。
You yourself will be the first one to be blessed.
这个很有意思。
So this is very interesting.
那么然后我们再看彼得，彼得先劝妻子，然后再劝丈夫，然后再劝所有蒙召的人。
So Peter first encourages the wife, and then afterwards he encourages the husband, and then he encourages to all those who are called, who are saved.
你会发现这是神做事的原则。
You discover that this is the principle by which God works.
总是从一个人开始。
You always start from one person.
无论是丈夫还是妻子。
Regardless if it's the husband or the wife.
只要有一个人听从神讲到自己角色该做的就去做的。
As long as there's just one person who's willing to listen to God to do according to what the parts that they are supposed to play.
意思就是说，愿意向自己的老我死，顺服另外一个人，是吧？
In other words, willing to let your old self die and to submit to the other person.
那这个人的祷告，神一定垂听。
then that way God will always listen to that person's prayer.
这个人跟神之间的关系一定越来越亲密。
And the relationship between this person and God will be very, will become closer and closer.
以后呢，照着神禧年的原则，全家最后都能承受神生命的恩典。
And then eventually, by the principle of Jubilee, then the entire house shall receive the blessing from God.
这个很有意思。你如果看灵前七章十四节讲，连不信的，当时不信的，以后都会成圣洁。
And very interestingly, if you look at First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, this is to a point where even if the other person initially is not a believer, then they will become a believer.
变成圣洁。
Oh, I'm sorry. They will become holy.
而且你会发现，不但自己的全家，连自己整个范围里面的人事物都可以逐渐。脱离败坏的辖制，进入神儿女荣耀的自由里。
And you'll discover that not only in your household, but also your entire sphere, like all the things that come in contact with you, they will slowly will cast aside the control of the evil.
败坏的辖制都。The result of this destruction.
Okay, well, then all these things will then slowly pass aside the control of corruption. And then together enter into the glory as
liberty,
children, the liberty
of the glory of children of God. 因为你看见啊，哪一边先愿意死的话。哪一边神就让他变成全家甚至全范围你看那个时候亚当整个范围是地啊全范围蒙神祝福的一个管道
because whichever side is willing to die first then God will surely allow that person become the conduit for his blessing for not only that entire household but everything that he controls
我觉得、啊、我 越老我就越想啊这个简直不知道怎么感谢我们蛮有慈爱怜悯的天父啊
I think that the older I get, the more I feel like I just don't know how to give thanks to our merciful and loving Heavenly Father.
有一个歌是 Amazing Grace, 奇异恩典，真的是奇异恩典。
I truly like the song Amazing Grace, the title of the song Amazing Grace, His grace is just truly too great.
你越照着神的话走，因为他的话是什么？是真理，是吧？
So the more you follow His word, for His word is the truth.
你越来越发现神给我们的是大的没有法想象的。
And you'll discover that what God gives us is truly vast and great that you cannot imagine.
真是只有这个跪倒在神的面前感谢他。
But all we could do but is to bow down before Him and give Him thanks.
这个也就是为什么保罗在提摩太前书三章讲教会的监督与执事必须好好管理自己家的原因。
And that's why also Paul in First Timothy chapter 3 says that those who seek to serve in the office of overseers must first take care of his own family.
And including deacons.
Including deacons.
他说人如果不知道怎么管理自己家怎么能够照管神的教会呢
Well, he said, if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?
因为这个神的这个次序是这样子的啊。
For that is the order that God has for things.
因为这些人应该先顺服神。
For these people need to first submit to God.
在最基层的家庭生活实际上走在神吩咐的原则的里面。
And on the very basic foundation in his own family life that he walks in the principle of God.
这样子才能够在诸般的困难中亲身的经历神。
And then only then will he be able to experience God in all the different difficulties.
然后越来就越真正认识神了。
And then become more and more truly know God.
成为神祝福的管道。
And become a conduit of blessing.
这样子才能够与神同工，才能够帮助其他的人。
And only then can they co-work with God and help other people.
所以我们如果照着主的话去做的话，约翰福音十七章主耶稣被卖前最后一个祷告就成了。
So if we could do this according to how God commanded us to do, then what Jesus prayed before, the night before he was betrayed, in John chapter 17, that prayer can then become a reality.
这个祷告你可以看见啊，耶稣心里注重的是什么。
And through this prayer, you can see what is the most important thing in the eyes of Jesus.
这里主耶稣在为凡以属于他的人向天父求，使他们合一。
For in that prayer, our Lord prayed to the Heavenly Father for all those who belong to Him that they may be one.
而且他讲了这个合一，讲了五次。
And not only that, He prayed this five times in the prayer.
因为只有这个合一啊，可以证明耶稣的确是神所差来的爱子。
For only through this becoming one can Jesus prove that He truly is the begotten Son of God.
属世的人是没有办法真正合一的。
For the people of this world cannot truly be one.
只有在基督里，彼此才能真正的合一。
Only in Christ can people become one.
因为凡是跟主联合的，都是跟主成为一灵的。
For the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him.
你知道在圣经上我发现夫妻的关系是不能不合就分的哈，不能离婚的。
For according to the Bible, the relationship between husband and man and wife, they can't split up just because they don't get along.
因为除了奸淫的犯奸淫的以外，其他的都不能离婚。
Because other than the committing adultery, there's no other reason that they can divorce.
这是主耶稣自己讲的。
And this is as our Lord Jesus Himself says.
而且他讲用的字很有意思，他说神所配合的人不可分开。
For the words that the Lord Jesus used is very, very unique, in which He says that So he said this in both Matthew and Mark as well. So he said that what God had put together, and become one, they cannot be apart.
所以你看见神是用跟我们绑在一起的人来雕削我们，来塑造我们。
And so you can see that God uses the one who we're bind together with to help shape and mold us.
使我们因着愿意顺从真理，守了他的话，而且因为这样，我们就可以成圣。
And also, because we're willing to submit to the truth and to hold fast to God's words, and because of that, we become holy.
而且又因为放下自己，能够从旧造就出来了，从老我里面出来了，进入新造。
And also because of that, then we're willing to lay ourselves down and to leave the old creation and enter into new creation.
那就变成神乐意居住的家。
And only then will become the house that God gladly resides in.
可以先和神合一。
And then only then can we become one with God.
那么当神借着先愿意死的那一方祝福另外一半的时候，因为是真的是一半一半啊，是两个变成一嘛。
And then, so when God is give blessing to through the side that's willing to submit to Him to the other side,
那两个人就可以渐渐的在主里合一。
Then because the two is one, then the man and his wife can truly become one in Christ.
就荣耀神的名字。
And then glorify God's name.
而且你会看见神这个蒙福，你们这个蒙福的范围啊，就会越来越大。
And also you'll see that the blessing, the area of the blessing become larger and larger.
这个结果就是当初神为什么要夫妻成为一体的属灵原因。
And the result is the very reason for why God wanted man and wife becoming one.
因为夫妻最后就能够成为基督和教会的一个见证。
The spiritual reason is that ultimately the husband and wife, man and wife, is to become the ultimate testimony of Christ and the church.
所以我们真是愿意神帮助我们，让他自己能够在我们中间找到合他心意的家。
So we pray that God can help us so that He can find the house that He seeks in us.
找到他自己的见证。
And to find His own testimony.
帮助我们在主里能够合一。
And to help us to become one in the Lord.
就这就是他满足他心里深处的一个愿望。
And this will satisfy his deep desire.
他就可以心满意足安居在我们的中间。
And only then will he be fully satisfied and take residence in us.
只要我们愿意，他一定会成就。
As long as we're willing, he will fulfill it.
因为这个就是他的旨意。
For that is his will.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我想我们给每一个人一点时间到神的面前去祷告。
I'd like to give everyone some time to come before God to pray.
你今天如果愿意要得着神最后要我们遵守他话语的这个结果的话，可以到神面前去讲，求神帮助你。
And if you are to be willing to receive the what God ultimately most desired,then you can come before the Lord and pray to Him.
做妻子的敬重顺服对方，做丈夫的也敬重为对方牺牲。
And as a wife to submit and to honor the other spouse and your husband to submit and also sacrifice for your wife.
还没有结婚的也把自己，如果神要你结婚的话，把对象交给主。
And for those who are not married yet, that you could pray to the Lord to find you the spouse that He has for you.
一切愿主的旨意成就。
May everything be accomplished according to the will of the Lord.